China.
Regional discrimination, province and prejudice. Life is often hard for internal migrants in China, especially those from Henan and the Northeast.
The school children started to vomit. Some fell unconscious and were whisked into hospital. Angry parents demanded an explanation. The food poisoning scandal quickly lit up Chinese social media. A kindergarten teacher in the central province of Hunan was detained, accused of adding sodium nitrate, which can be toxic in large doses, to the meal boxes of at least 23 pupils late last month. Most comments online have focused on the evil of the act and have expressed sympathy for the parents. But a surprising number have noted the alleged perpetrator's home province. "I'm not surprised Henan people would stoop to anything," says one commentator on Baidu Jieba, a social networking site. "Apart from wicked, I can't think of another word to describe Hunan people," chimes in someone with more than 50,000 followers on Weibo, China's version of Twitter, who identifies himself as a financial journalist. Urban Chinese are often contemptuous of these internal migrants, wherever they are from. But people from certain regions suffer higher than usual levels of negative stereotyping. Regional discrimination is hard to see and touch, yet its impact is as painful as getting a bloodied face, said an academic, quoted by a northeastern newspaper. Yang Yong, a migrant worker from Hunan who lives in Beijing, has felt this. He says he was once refused a construction job in the capital because of his home province. "When I answered, 'I'm from Hunan,' the boss said goodbye," he recalls. Online job advertisements for domestic maids in Beijing often specify that applicants from Hunan and the northeast need not apply. A recent trawl through a popular website for household work, 2x9d.com, found that a fifth of such jobs explicitly excluded applicants from these two regions.